Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Get Connected with Nina Del Rio, a weekly conversation about fitness, health, and happenings in our community on 106.7 Light FM.
Good morning, and thanks for listening to Get Connected at a time when it seems like there is more to worry about than ever. Our guest is lifelong worrier Amalia Andrade, author of the new book, Things You Think About When You Bite Your Nails, a fear and anxiety workbook. She uses her personal experience with anxiety as a backdrop to help readers who are fighting their own fears. Amalia Andrade, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
So people are anxious, as you know, about so many things right now. We could make a long list. You grew up in a world where there was even more serious stuff to be anxious about. Can you talk about growing up in Colombia?
It was crazy. I am from Cali, Colombia, and I grew up in there, and it was a city that was very heavily, beaten by the drug cartel wars. And, you know, when I was in school, there was, for example, a bomb threat alarm. And it was crazy. It used to go off maybe two times a week. So it was very, very scary times to live in. There was also a lot of kidnapping. There was the guerrilla. It was crazy. So definitely it took a toll on me. I mean, I am sure my anxiety and many fears I have come from growing up in that experience. But it has also taught me how to be more resilient, and it has also, you know, helped me understand many other things, like how fear works, because I grew up in a country that was governed by fear. And I think maybe that's one of the reasons why I'm so interested in understanding and helping people understand how fear works.
One of the interesting things in this book, we'll get into it in a little bit, is how you can actually, you know, people are using fear as a tool sometimes to control you, but you do talk about how you can use fear as a sort of opportunity to beget better things.
Yes, I love that you say that. You know what? Fear is so scary. We do not question it. We do not stop at and think, wait, how does this work? Sometimes we live in fear. We live possessed by fear. We live swollen, you know, by fear, and we have no idea. And of course, this is being used by us. But there are people, politicians, and many others that study fear in a lot of length so it can be used as a tool against you. And I learned that you need to understand fear for yourself, because fear is something that is governing your life. Some people are more governed by it than others. But don't worry, if you're very governed by fear, it's okay. We all are. And I think that when you understand how fear works within you, you're going to be more able to understand how it works in the world. And I think it's not only going to help you grow, and it's not only going to help you live a better life, but it's also going to help you to have a better role within your society, within your neighborhood, within your community, and ultimately your country and the world. And I think that's very important right now.
One of the things about this book that's really lovely is that the illustrations are funny, and I assume that's on purpose. How does humor come into play and help disarm people's anxiety?
I think humor is such a powerful tool to heal, you know. I think it helped me a lot, because when you are able to laugh at stuff that is not funny at all, panic attacks is the least funny thing I can think of. Being so afraid of something that you never risk yourself to get out there or that you live within the limits of that fear, that is not funny. But when you are able to see something, maybe an illustration, maybe an example, maybe a joke, and laugh about it, that means you are having a better understanding about your fear. That means you are seeing fear as less of a monster and more like, oh, wait, this is actually funny, and this is something that all humans experience. And you're also being more compassionate. And those things are the key to, you know, fighting it, to living without fears. So I think humor is key. We've been taught that fear is something you have to fight, conquer, all these macho words. What if fear is something we can connect? I can connect with you. I invite you to coffee. We can sit and have a lovely talk and discover we have common fears. What if we can, you know, laugh about it? What if we can be more compassionate about it? Then it wouldn't have so much power. So that, I like that, you know, look about fear in a whole new perspective. Sorry.
Let's do that in a second, but I want to remind everybody who they're listening to. It's Amalia Andrade. She's the guest on Get Connected on 106.7 Light FM. The book is Things You Think About When You Bite Your Nails, a Fear and Anxiety Workbook. Amalia Andrade is an illustrator and author who's made it her life's mission to help people learn how to heal themselves and support others in their healing. Her books have sold more than 500,000 copies worldwide. So this book is also a workbook. And one of the things you do when you were just talking about sort of working through your fears is charting out your fears. You have a process when fear is self-sabotaging. How does it work to break out of a pattern when you chart out your fear? And can you give an example?
Yes, you need to first really, I think I'll always tell my friends when they're dating someone, I'll always tell them, hey, don't ask them what's their favorite food or singer or stuff like that. Ask them what they fear. Fear tells a lot about who you are as a person. And it tells a lot about who you are because fear is almost always a mask. There's always an underlying belief or feeling or trauma or emotion behind fear. And the way fear works is, in a sentence, what I like to call the paradox of fear is that you fear something so much, you're afraid to speak about it because you, again, are afraid that it might come true. And that way you become a slave of fear. And it becomes, you know, a circle of self-sabotage because you think, oh, well, if I do this, then it's going to go wrong, so I better not do this, and then I stay in the best place. I'm being very, you know, reductive in here. In the book, I explain it better and more simpler, also in a way. But when you're a slave of fear, you get stuck in one place, and fear feeds on fear. So when you break that pattern, when you get to understand what's the underlying belief, what's the underlying motivation, trauma, or whatever behind fear, you can begin to conquer. There are also fears you will never conquer. But when you understand them and when you approach them with a more compassionate approach, then you're going to feel you've lost weight. You're going to feel freer. You're going to feel better. And it's going to help you live, you know, a much, much better life.
I don't know if I'm going to phrase this question correctly, but when you talk about facing your fears and being compassionate with yourself, it makes me think of people who might describe themselves as a coward, people who are afraid of dying alone or afraid of trying this certain thing. Or, you know, what is the connection or the difference between, you know, being fearful and being a coward, and how do you sort of look at it from that stance?
I love that you're saying this because, you know, we live in a society that have told us, and this is so crazy to me, that there are good feelings and that there are bad feelings. So good feelings, we're bombarded with, and we're told you need to seek them, celebrate them, look for them, which are joy, happiness, success, you name it. But then there are bad feelings. It's fear, depression, sadness, crying. It's crazy because we're humans and there's no such thing as good or bad feelings. They're just feelings. And it doesn't matter if you experience fear more often than someone else. You are you and you have all the feelings there because you're a human being. So to me, being a coward needs to be redefined. I think that it's men especially experience fear in a troublesome way because they are told they have to be brave. They don't have to experience fear. And if they do, they cannot, you know, express it. So I think for me, being a coward has really no big correlation with fear. We all have fear. And actually, sometimes it's okay to listen to your body. Fear saves you. So if you don't want to do something because you're really afraid, know yourself and know your limits. And sometimes that's okay. I think for me, being a coward is more about, for example, not having emotional responsibility to others, not having empathy. That to me is what a coward looks like. Someone who stops doing something because they're afraid is not someone who is a coward. It's someone who is listening to their body, who is respecting their own limits, who is knowing what it feels to be in their own body. So I think we need to redefine that.
Mm. Maybe you can use your own experience to talk about this one, but you do talk in the book about some of the things you can thank your fears for. What have your fears allowed you to do?
Fear is actually there to save you, you know? So, for example, sometimes we meet somebody and we get this gut feeling, this is maybe not going okay. But we live in a world where they are shushing your gut fears so much. They're trying to disconnect you from you. So you just ignore yourself. You ignore your fear. You should tune into your fear. And that's why the book is so important, because I like to think of it as an important book, because it's going to help you understand which fear is just an imposter, which fear is a little small thing that is presenting itself to be a big thing, and which fear is the fear you need to trust, you know? And right now, I think because we are so disconnected of ourselves and because we are so afraid of fear itself, we can't identify it easily. Which is the fear we need to respect? Which is the fear we need to, you know, abide? And which is the fear that is just fooling and messing with us? And in order to understand that, you need to feel comfortable with fear. Feel it in your skin. Understand it. Learn where it comes from. And for example, I'm going to put you in a situation. I suffer a lot or I live a lot. I do not like trains. I hate it. And I used to have to fly a lot because of work. And every time I was in a plane, I was like, oh, my God, I don't like it. Like, when it got bumpy, I get really, really scared. My hands get really sweaty. And it's not necessarily gone. I don't know if it's going to be gone. But I have the tools now to be in the flight and say, okay, this feels awful. My hands are sweaty. My heart is racing. I have the information. I know that flying is safe. I know there's, like, turbulence doesn't take the plane down. And I know I can tell my body, hey, we're going to be okay. I am safe here. And that helps me. Is my fear of flying eradicated from my life? No. Do I understand it? And now it does. I am not afraid of that fear? Yes.
Our guest is Amalia Andrade. She's author of the book, Things You Think About When You Bite Your Nails, a Fear and Anxiety Workbook. Thanks for joining me on Get Connected.
Thank you so much for having me.
This has been Get Connected with Nina Del Rio on 106.7 Light FM. The views and opinions of our guest do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. If you missed any part of our show or want to share it, visit our website for downloads and podcasts at 1067lightfm.com. Thanks for listening.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.